The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Over the weekend, the New York Times created hemispheric buzz. It reported that U.S. officials talked privately this past year with rebellious Venezuelan military officers. Those officers wanted U.S. help to overthrow Venezuela's socialist president, Nicolas Maduro. Apparently, nothing came of the talks. The Trump administration declined to help the rogue officers. But the Times story was more strong evidence that President Trump is exploring unusually strong action to topple Maduro. At the White House last summer, he'd already displayed that impulse.
We have many options for Venezuela, including a possible military option if necessary.
Things are indeed a nightmare in Venezuela. Maduro's authoritarian regime has destroyed the economy and forced millions of citizens to flee the country, and it's showing no sign of giving up power. Still, Trump's notion of invading Venezuela has been generally dismissed, even by his own aides. That is, until a couple weeks ago, when Florida Senator Marco Rubio turned heads in an interview with Spanish-language Univision 23 in Miami. Rubio stressed the U.S. military should only be used against threats to U.S. security. But then he said, there's a strong argument to make right now that the Venezuelan regime has become that kind of destabilizing menace to the U.S. Suddenly, invasion seemed an option again. Rubio's remarks signaled that people in Washington who share Trump's more hawkish policy vision may believe there's no option left for Venezuela.
They're worried about the futility of the current Venezuela and policy choices they have, and I think they're going for very controversial ones.
Christopher Sabatini heads Global Americans, a Latin America policy think tank in New York.
A lot of the hardliners want to avoid at all costs a Venezuelan regime that clings to power for 50, 60 some years, like has happened in Cuba.
That Cuba warning has hardliners feeling an urgency to at least look tougher on Venezuela and the region's other leftist regimes. Now Trump is expected, perhaps this week, to put one of those hardliners in charge of his Latin America policy. Cuban-American Mauricio Claver Caron will reportedly head Western Hemisphere Affairs at the National Security Council, and the choice is very popular among hardliners in Claver Caron's native South Florida.
I think that Mauricio will be an incredible asset to implementing the president's vision.
Ana Carbonell is a Republican political consultant in Miami and a Cuban exile activist. She points out Claver Caron is a leader of the major political action committee called the U.S.-Cuba Democracy PAC, and he spent his career fighting Cuba's communist regime, which exercises a large political influence over socialist Venezuela and depends on Venezuela's oil.
Cuba has trained Maduro's repressive forces in Venezuela. We seriously have a Venezuela problem, and the root of that problem emanates from Havana.
Claver Caron could not be reached for comment, but many Latin America experts say his hard Cuba focus is actually a concern if he takes over hemispheric policy. Again, Christopher Sabatini.
Even when he's focused on other countries like Venezuela, it's been through the prism of Cuba.
Meaning, says Sabatini, that when Claver Caron engages the Venezuela crisis, he may promote tough action more so as a way of punching Cuba.
Sort of a reverse domino theory, where if you take down Venezuela, and you'll get Cuba.
Claver Caron's supporters insist his policy scope is broader than just Cuba. Either way, other Latin America policy experts say the reality is this. A U.S. military invasion of Venezuela, or any U.S. intervention, is remote at best. One big reason?
The United States becomes an occupying force. That is exactly what we saw in Iraq.
Frank Mora heads the Latin American and Caribbean Center at Florida International University in Miami. Shortly after Trump suggested an invasion last year, Mora published an article in Foreign Affairs magazine warning of what he calls the inevitably heavy cost to the U.S.
If we go full Monty on Venezuela, it gets very complicated. And at a time when we're running such huge deficits, there is simply no consensus within the U.S. government and the U.S. public of making that kind of commitment in South America.
Mora says Trump and the hardliners may just be hoping the threat of invasion will persuade Venezuela's regime to reform. But if that's the plan, it's showing little sign of working. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.